99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
Another shot at $1,000 coming up in about an hour with Pumpkin King's Cash. We've got more chances for you beginning in about an hour. So you can add your name like Nicole Abdi and Jamie Fleming, who just recently won, to the $1,000 list of winners there on 99.7 DJX. Also in about an hour, we're going to kick off Ben and Kelly's Olympics, which we'll do day two. And I think it's going to be a little bit better than day one. Where
no disrespect. Kristen was amazing at spelling.
Yeah, actually she was. She was a lot better than I thought she would be. So, but we have another shot for you to get some tickets for Gold Over America Tour coming up here in just about an hour from right now. And if you're like, hey, that sounds like something I'd like, then sign up at WDJX.com. Let us know that you would like to do it because we want to be able to do it on camera, okay? That's the whole idea.
Are you telling me I have to have makeup on by 7 today?
That's what I'm saying.
Dang it. Okay.
So you better get started. I know it takes you a long time.
Listen.
You a long time to paint that artwork.
Thank you. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So right around 7. On DJX, phone tap, and what happens when, like, a majority of your neighborhood thinks you cheated and you
Yikes.
Didn't?
Oh, wow.
But they...
This is when everybody's in your business.
That's right. Everybody's in your business, and then, like, you know, rumors get around and out of control before you have a chance to actually address it, and then all of a sudden, here you are.
And you're living in a miserable place now.
Yeah, so... Gosh, that would stink because it's all like once you find a house and you move in and, you know, the neighbors around you, you learn them and you get in a neighborhood and you're like, all right, this is cool. And then something like that happens. And you're like, OK, this isn't cool anymore. And then thinking about that whole moving process and all that stuff is crazy.
Oh, I know. We were blessed with having awesome neighbors that we hung out with in the last neighborhood. We have awesome neighbors that we hang out with in this neighborhood. So I couldn't even imagine.
Hey, speaking of the house buying, I just saw something recently that said, if you knew the house you were looking at was haunted.
Nope.
A third said they would still buy it if it was 25% cheaper.
Really? Like for a bargain? All right, fine. I'll take some ghosts.
Right, exactly. So if you had identical houses, you know, similar neighborhoods, similar houses, but one was 25% cheaper, but haunted, a third of people would say, yeah, sure.
I'll
roll the dice.
I have seen enough movies. I've watched enough of haunting shows on like the Travel Channel. Nope. That is not worth it. That is not worth the discount. I'll pay more to have a clean house.
Now, Kelly, your husband's a realtor. Is that something that you have to disclose? Because can you prove it? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, that's the tricky part. I'll have to ask him. Like, there could be different rules if you knew that there was a murder.
In
the house that might be different.
Yeah,
because that can be proven.
Right,
I don't know.
But that would be.
I honestly don't know the laws on that.
But that would be public record, I guess. Right.
Yes, that would be public record.
But
I don't know if you have to put it in the listing. Lovely house.
Lovely 3-bedroom, 2-bath colonial. Murder happened 10 years ago.
I don't think we put that in the listing. I don't think.
But yeah, like if my house were haunted and I was trying to move, regardless of whether or not it was because of the haunting, I think I would just try to be like keep that on the DL.
Well, yeah, because maybe they were just haunting you.
Right, exactly.
And they wouldn't haunt the next person.
Maybe they'd love the next neighbors, and they'd tickle them at the middle of the night. Who knows?
Exactly. And they'd be like, we like you better.
Man.
We're not going to make your life miserable.
What if you had a ghost that tickled you? Instead of, like, haunted you.
I don't think
you
need to go down that road.
Tickled you. You got ghost tickles.
I don't think I need ghost tickles. I don't think we need to talk about ghost tickles.
Man, I'm just thinking about that. Like you wouldn't even know what that was for a while. You'd be like,
no.
Oh.
Probably, I'd probably just accuse my husband. Like, listen, I love your affection, but I'm going to need you to stop tickling me.
And then he's like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And then you're like, oh, man. And then you get that cold chill that everybody get, you know, that all those ghost hunters say that you get when a ghost passes through you, that cold chill. And all of a sudden,
this is a really strange tangent. I don't even remember where we started.
I don't know. I think what matters is where we end up, right?
Right.
All right, feel good stories every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So a guy in Illinois is a hero after he rescued a man moments before a train barreled into his car.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Luis Medina, he was driving with his daughter and his grandson on the evening of October 9th. He came across his car, knew something was, like, off. He saw a 72-year-old guy had taken a turn off the road and drove down the train tracks. The way the wheels were spinning, he said, I knew somebody was in there. And Lewis sprung into action.
And I told the gentleman, I said, how about if I get you out of the car and put you in a safe area, and then we'll worry about getting your car off the tracks after that.
But there wouldn't be time for that. Moments later, the sound and lights of an approaching train.
I said, we don't have no time. So I unbuckled him. I grabbed him in a bear hug, thinking he's going to put his arms around me. And when I pulled up on him, he just slipped right out of my arms. So I grabbed him by his shirt and his pants, and I pulled him out, and he fell in between the tracks.
Yeah.
So I know it was God, because there's no way I could have picked that man up. There's no way. So I know God had everything to do with it.
Dang.
Man. So he was able to get him to safety. They tumbled down the hill, and as soon as they got to the bottom of the hill, the train smashed into the car.
Oh, my gosh. That is so scary.
So, turns out, the guy had been suffering from diabetic shock.
Oh.
After he was released from the hospital. So, you know, Lewis is going to be honored for his selfless rescue at the county board meeting next month. But just, like I said, straight from a movie scene. I mean, just unbelievable. And then, like he said, you know, he knew God kind of helped him. I mean, this is kind of like dead weight, this man, like, laying in the middle of the tracks, and he got him out somehow.
Well, you hear those stories of people getting superhuman strength in those, like, times of, you know, panic and need. So, sounds like that's what happened to Lewis.
Absolutely. We'll tweet out the story. You can see the video and read the full thing up there at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Hypno farts and tons and tons of rattlesnakes where you don't want them.
OMG.
Your Setting the Bar stories are on the way. Hey, X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Couple things of interest. One, you know, Dude Perfect, that YouTube group came through Louisville last Friday.
It was such a great show. They're so fun.
A lot of people want tickets from 99.7 DJX. Congratulations, all those. But that's not the reason I'm bringing that up. The reason is they, before their show, went to the Louisville Mega Cavern. So it'll be interesting to know and see and watch out for if you follow Dude Perfect on YouTube to see if they do anything with that. The
Like filmed a video there or something?
Yeah, film a video there at the Mega Caverns.
Nice.
Yeah. And then later today, Jack Harlow should be announcing his No Place Like Home tour in Louisville. 5 hometown shows, 5 iconic venues here today is what I'm hearing.
I was asked about that yesterday, so good to know.
Yeah, so, you know, and obviously DJX will work and do what we can to try to get some tickets to those shows, but you know, they are going to be a premium with just 5 places and smaller venues. So, yeah, those would be like a pretty tough to get a hold of, those tickets. But, yeah, that's supposed to be announced today is what we hear. Coming up next, it's Setting the Bar story, and we'll just call it Hypno Farts, okay?
Hypno Farts. I can't wait to find out.
Kelly, if I were to say this is a Setting the Bar story, how would you describe that to someone who's never heard the show?
This is an example of what not to do.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting hypnotized into farting against your will, you're doing okay.
I don't quite understand, because I feel as though certain things have to happen in your body for you to be able to do that. And typically, it's a relief, but someone is farting and doesn't want to?
Yeah, her name is Zandra. And she is a nurse, or was a nurse, what I should say, there in London. And so she said and tried to sue the hospital, saying that she was being experimented upon at work.
Oh, wow.
Causing her to against her will.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, yeah, that's definitely, you don't want to be doing that, like, on the job.
Yeah, said that hypnosis was being used on her.
Oh, wow. Like, you are going to be exceptionally gassy today.
Well, so she said that, you know, there was poor heating and ventilation. It altered her state of consciousness and allowed her bosses to control their employees. And so she suffered from unwelcome, quote, gastrointestinal disturbances, a.k.a.
Oh, yeah.
At work.
Farts.
Yep. And she self-diagnosed herself as being the target of this hypnofarts.
Well, she has a medical background, being a nurse and all.
This is true. This is true. And so she just tried to sue for unfair dismissal and disability discrimination, but she lost her case. So,
do you think she could have tried to counteract her evil employers by, like, maybe taking some Beano?
You know what? That is a thought that has only crossed my mind now. So maybe.
Well, yeah, like maybe she could have, like, launched a counterattack, maybe, and seen if she was successful and she wouldn't have to sue and she'd solve her problem and still get to keep her job.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing, though. If she's saying that she's experiencing hypno farts, how is she going to know she's farting? If she's under hypnosis, right? When she
wakes
up.
People are telling her.
Maybe.
Not
who knows? But again.
Well, all I'm just saying is maybe Beano, GasX, or a couple of products out there, she probably could have tried to counteract the evil doings of her employers.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting hypnotized into farting against your will, you're doing okay.
Dang. Well, that's a new one.
Yep, and that's setting the bar. It is the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show live on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly Olympics.
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, my God.
Ben and Kelly Olympics, where we are having listeners vie for tickets to Gold Over America Tour. Now, the tour is coming to the KFC Yum Center on Saturday, and we've got tickets and Chalk Talk passes to win. So, you want to be a part of...
I love this because this is all the pressure is on them, not us. This time in the past with Ben and Kelly Olympics, we were competing. I love the fact that the pressure's on everybody else.
Yeah, right, sure. All right, so let's introduce you to our contestant here this morning. Everyone say hey to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Look at all the medals in the background. This looks very Olympic.
Yeah, so Michelle is there with her daughter, Emma. Now, Michelle, describe why and say why you're wanting to try to win these tickets for your daughter, Emma.
So Emma's been in competitive cheer and tumbling since she was about 4 years old. And throughout the year, she's sustained multiple injuries. But over the summer, we found out a huge chunk of bone was missing in her elbow. So they had to take it out of her knee and replace it. So we're on about a year-long path to recovery for her.
Oh, my goodness.
A whole year is like a lifetime.
Oh.
So if we could go watch some cool people do stuff, we're on board.
Yes!
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. So,
oh, wow. Well, I see. Hopefully, it'll turn out even better than it was before.
Yeah. So, Emma, how you feeling now? You feeling okay? Thumbs up? Yes? Okay.
Okay, so is mom going to be the stunt like Olympian? Because I feel like she should.
We're going to give it our best go.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So here it is. It's Ben and Kelly Olympics. So since it looks like you're kind of limited space-wise, what we're going to do is we're going to do something called the Balance Challenge, where you need to take some books and put them on your head.
Oh.
And say the ABCs while you have the books balancing on your head, okay?
I think that's going to be harder than we think.
I don't know if it is or not, but whatever. Michelle's up for it. It's for your daughter, Emma. All right,
that's
so
right.
All right, so you got book. Now, you're not worried that this bun on the top of your head is going to affect anything, are you?
I think it might help. It looks like it's positioned well.
It's going to hurt. I'm with Kelly. I think it's going to help out.
All right. So, Michelle, go ahead and put the books on your head, get them balanced. And when you think you've got them balanced, go ahead and say those ABCs. And then once you get to Z, then the challenge will be complete. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Set, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Oh!
Now I know my ABCs.
Fun making memories there, and hopefully you guys will have fun at the Gold Over America Tour there with Chalk Talk passes.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah! High five!
That is awesome. Congratulations, guys!
Thank you!
Now take one of your medals and wear it.
Yes.
That's... We'll get VIP seating with the medal.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, hey, congratulations, guys, and have fun at the show. We'll have more of those Chalk Talk passes and Gold Over America Tour tickets to win tomorrow and all this week leading up to the show on Saturday. And you're like, where can I see that video? We got it posted.
Facebook. Absolutely. At 99.7DJX.
There you go. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story. Kelly, what are you working on?
Well, I'm going to call this a feel-good.
Okay.
I mean, this guy's put a lot of effort into it, and we should probably highlight it.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Liverpool, England, where a guy's turned his home into a replica of a Blockbuster store, and it's pretty impressive. We got to tell you about it.
You said a Blockbuster store, which is an old store that you'd go to rent videos. Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
We go to jolly old England, Liverpool, to be exact, where a guy's turned his home into a replica of a Blockbuster store.
All right, so Blockbuster Video, describe what that is, because really, at this point, nobody probably knows what they even are.
Back in the day, kids.
Before Netflix.
When you wanted to see a movie in the comfort of your home, there were stores that you would go to that would have movies contained on a big chunky VHS tape. And do you remember the whole Be Kind, Rewind thing?
Yep.
So you'd watch the movie, you had to make sure you rewound it.
And then you returned it to the store.
VHS tape, exactly, before you returned. You had usually a couple of days rental period, okay? Blockbuster was one of the biggest places that you could do that. And so this guy is kind of a super fan. And yeah, he is going like legit VHS route.
Okay.
By the way, the guy is known as the Mayor. That's his name.
Okay.
He goes by the Mayor. He has over 10,000 tapes in his house.
Dang.
Many of which are extremely rare because they were withdrawn because of copyright issues. And it's like he goes floor to ceiling in the house with all of these VHS tapes. Even has a Blockbuster's rental illuminated sign.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
He says, full-time occupation. I travel all over the country to get the video collections. First started in 1993 when I went to a car boot sale.
Okay.
I wanted my own video shop one day, but then DVDs came and ruined that idea.
Wow.
So, yeah, because, hey, kids, then once DVDs became a thing, that's what you could rent in the stores like Blockbuster. And here's the fun thing about that. You didn't have to rewind.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. So he said, ooh, I always buy X rental tapes because they were built to last longer than the, retail videos.
Right.
Fun fact, pro tip.
All right.
If you would like to start your own massive collection, that is what he's saying. It's like you got to make sure you get X rental, not retail VHS tapes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said many of them are highly sought after pre-certs, which is the period of the early days of VHS when they didn't require a certification from the Board of Film Classification. So it sounds like he's really gotten into it. He's gotten some really rare stuff.
Okay. Wow.
So I'm calling that a feel good.
Okay. That's great. Okay.
I'm calling that a feel good because nostalgia.
Nostalgia wins
Donks
on this one.
Donks likes it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I love Blockbuster. Always had late charges, though. Loved it, LOL.
Uh-huh. All right, good.
Thanks, Donks.
Feel good, do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7
DJX. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Eddie wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, my friend Francis has recently been jumping around to different gyms, taking advantage of their free trial membership.
Oh, okay, okay.
Then he'd cancel it and go to another one.
Oh, okay, okay.
I've got an idea for a great phone tap. Think you can do it?
Say no more, Eddie. So, yeah, you know what? When William Hassenpepper is the manager at one of these big gyms, maybe he can entice Francis to stay aboard with a little offer. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hey, yo, this is Francis.
Hi, Francis. William Hassenpepper here with Fitness. How are you today?
I'm great, man. What can I do for you?
Well, I could see that you're coming to the end of your 30-day trial membership with us.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to continue to pass the 30 days, though.
That's completely up to you. But I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the 2-year free membership that we're giving away.
Oh.
Free membership?
Yeah. 2 years free. Would you be interested?
Totally. What's the catch?
No catch. Every month, one of our trial members gets upgraded to a full 2-year membership at no cost. We just need to fill out the entry form, which has about a dozen or so questions on it.
Okay, cool. Do I pick up the form at the front desk next time I come by?
Actually, it has to be done over the phone for technology reasons.
What kind of technology?
Now you'll see. So would you like to do this?
Sure. Guess so.
Okay, great. I've already filled in your name, Francis.
That's correct.
Okay, first question. Your age?
29.
Okay, great.
Wait, what was that bell I heard?
Oh, it was just some voice analysis software we have on the phone line. You can ignore it. Next question. Are you a smoker?
Nope, I'm not. Hey, I just heard it again.
Question 3, your height.
I'm 6 feet.
Oh. You sure about that?
Well, almost 6 feet, like 5'11".
Maybe 5'10"?
Yeah, I guess I'm 5'10".
There you go.
Okay, hold on, dude. What's with the buzzes and the bells?
Oh, as I said, it's voice analysis software. It measures the stress in your voice, and we can tell whether you're giving us a valid response.
Oh, my God.
So, like a lie detector test?
I guess you could call it that.
For a gym membership?
Listen, we're a big company, Francis. You'd be surprised at how many people try to scam the system here and get something for nothing.
Really?
Moving on. Question 4. How much do you weigh?
Look, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Come on, Francis. How much do you weigh?
185.
Try again.
190.
Try again.
Okay, 200 pounds.
Aha! Good job. Let's skip to the last question. What's your favorite radio station?
What does that have to do with a gym membership?
Well, I'll tell you my favorite radio station. It's 9970 JX, the one with the Ben Davis and Kelly K show that do those prank phone calls.
Oh, Jesus, I cannot believe that.
Hey, Francis.
Who put you up to this? Was it Eddie?
You got it. It was Eddie. You got it right. How much do you weigh?
Oh, my gosh.
How tall are you?
I kind of like the buzzer and the bell.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. We should do, like, radio lie detector tests more often.
That's fun. I know, that's fun stuff. And that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we posed a question earlier out of just curiosity, and we've gotten a pretty good response on it. So let me toss it out to you because you probably didn't hear it the first time, okay?
Okay.
Would you be cool with a ghost haunting you if instead of scaring you, the ghost tickled you?
Listen, I don't
hashtag
think we, no
ghost
no.
tickles.
I don't know. Hang I on. Don't need ghost tickles.
And a chance to win $1,000 coming up at 8. It's getting about that time. By the way, next week we're gonna have to roll into Haunted Week, right? Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm ready.
So, posed a question on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, by the way. Would you be cool with a ghost in your house if it tickled you instead of tried to scare you? Hashtag ghost tickles.
No. My answer is no. Now, if they want to clean the house, we'll discuss.
Eddie says, I guess if I lived alone and was in need of a tickle, but then I may have to explain to my neighbor why I'm giggling all the time. I don't think you need to explain.
No. Megan. Hunter's with me on the cleaning. Like, if I'm getting a house cleaning ghost, I'm fine with it. But that is my only condition why I will allow my house to be haunted in any way.
Megan says on the hashtag ghost tickles, only if it would respect a safe word to stop when you've had enough. No. You know?
You need a tickling safe word with a ghost.
You know, you're right. Because, Megan, especially if the ghost is a little bit too into the hashtag ghost tickles.
Right. And you say, peaches.
And you're
and
like, peaches.
Tapping out.
And
peaches.
I know. And the ghost is like, all right, fine.
Why is peaches my safe word?
I don't know. Lexi Ratterman over at DRB was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, see, thank you. Like, again, no, sir. Mm-mm.
Bethany also texts in and says, absolutely not. I'd rather be haunted. I have this weird thing with being tickled. My husband knows it's the fastest way to tick me off. So unpleasant, and the laughter is completely involuntary. I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't control it. Listen, I can't at the chiropractor either. I can't control noises that come out of my face.
Okay. My wife is the same way when it comes to tickling. Like, I'll try to tickle her, and she gets angry. She's like, no! Oh,
yeah, no!
No. Like, like, she does not like it at all. So I think
I go
she
in
would...
fight or flight response.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if I think she would be totally against a hashtag ghost tickler.
Yes.
I think that, man, depending on where the ghost, as long as the ghost was, like, mixing up where he tickled you, you know?
No, I don't think that makes it better.
You don't think?
No.
Anthony texts in and says, nope, a ghost tickling me is still haunting to me, LOL.
Yes, absolutely. It's still just like high creep factor. Nope, nope, nope. Again, if you want to clean my house, I'll allow you to float around my house.
Okay, so you're saying the only way that you would accept being haunted is if this ghost haunted you by cleaning your house.
Yes, and maybe folding and putting away laundry.
How would you, now listen, how are you going to scold the ghost who's folding and putting away laundry if the ghost puts away the laundry in the wrong places?
Well, I will tell them how to do it correctly.
Yeah, but ghost isn't going to care.
Listen, I'll fire them and have...
You're
like,
going to fire the ghost.
I'll cleanse the house again if they're doing it wrong.
That's funny. Word. Cloudy.
Cloudy, C-L-O-U-D-Y.
Yep, Cloudy could win you $1,000. Cloudy. $1,000, Pumpkin King's cash there, WDJX.com. Get that in there on 99.7 DJX. Don't you dare try to call Kanye anymore.
Uh-oh. He changed his name officially? Is it official now? Is it official?
It is official. Ye.
Is it ye or yay? I always wondered how you said it. Is it ye?
I think it's...
I guess for like Yeezy?
Short
for Yeezy?
Or yay.
Ye?
Kanye, oh my gosh, I sound so...
I know, I know.
So this was what
I read
now.
It, and then I'm like, how do you say it?
Yay. No, I thought it was ye. I thought I'd heard him even say ye.
Okay.
But it makes sense if it's yay, because it's Kanye.
Gosh, I hope I never have to talk to him, so I don't have to like be awkward about it and say, what are we supposed to call you?
I want
to
quit talking about it right now, because it's making me feel like...
Why would you say ye-ye? Why don't you just call him ye-ye?
That's not his name!
No,
anyways, he said it's for personal reasons, with no other further explanation, and he obviously released that album with the name in 2018, So, yeah, we'll just kind of skate through life.
Did he
life.
Drop the West, too? Is he Ye West?
No, he's just Ye. He's like Prince was. Remember when Prince changed his name to just the symbol?
Well, yeah, that was a real confusing time for all of us to figure out how to talk about him.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can't, like, how do you pronounce a symbol? And then I think that's what we went with, right? It was just the symbol?
The symbol, yeah.
And then he changed it back to Prince, didn't he?
Right. Right, he did. He did.
When people do this, it gets really confusing. I don't know what to call him.
So, yeah, he gives up his middle and last name, apparently. So it's just...
What was his middle name? Kanye Eugene West?
Harold?
I don't know. What was his middle name? Did we ever know?
Remember we went through and we had the celebrity middle name guessing game?
I think it was John Cena. Didn't we do that with John Cena?
It started with John Cena, but those middle names, some of them are funny. But yeah, Kim Kardashian West is still keeping West as you know, her hyphenated last name. So,
well, yeah, I think, you know, probably for the kids.
Yeah, I think so. So, man, what a horrible segment this was, because...
That was really bad.
Because we just highlighted to everyone that we're not as street as maybe we put on in.
Oh, no. No, but you know what? I feel as though there are people that have these questions in their brain, too. We're just saying it out loud.
Yeah, but we need to know it. That's our job.
Yeah.
People can have ye or yay. I'd heard ye. Kelly'd heard yay. We sounded completely uneducated about it. Emily texts us and says, my husband just texted me the yay story. I had the same question. Local celebrities are just like us.
See? Exactly. And Bridget was wondering the same thing. She's been wondering about it for months.
For months, yeah. So when Kanye West changed his name legally to just Y-E, pronounced yay, then, yeah, we had a little bit of issue on how that was actually pronounced. Now,
so that's what we're going with? We're calling him yay?
No, we're not going with it. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it just took us a minute. Just took us a minute. We got there.
Listen, if we run into him, we're going to say, hey, yay. Doesn't it sound weird? But I don't know if it's better than, hey, ye. I don't know if that would be better either.
So, yeah, the next time we talk to him, we'll just pretend like everything's normal, okay?
Okay.
All right, coming up next, feel-good story. What are you working on, Kelly?
Oh, this story is straight bonkers. It's like a rescue scene from a high-budget movie.
Oh.
And it happened in real life.
Oh.
In Illinois. And this guy, like, totally had to spring into action when he saw a car spinning its wheels on train tracks.
Now, is it pronounced Illinois or Illinois?
Oh, God, here we go.
When you need advice, the Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so I'm going to toss the phone number out real quick, 502-571-9970. Sometimes, you know, you need the opinion and the advice of people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation to just shoot you straight. And that's where we come in, you know?
You get a little real talk with us. Real talk.
That's right. Just message us. We'll toss it out to our listener fam and see if we can help you out. Megan, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks so much for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you go ahead and explain to everyone kind of what you're going through?
Yeah, totally. So basically, like, my husband and I have lived next door to this, you know, like, middle-aged couple for, like, 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. And they've always been, like, really, really friendly. You know, we've always gotten along or at least said hi until, like, I don't know, maybe call it, like, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And so, like, 3 weeks ago, I noticed, I kind of feel like they kind of turned their backs on me a little bit. And, like, you know, when I try to talk to them, they were giving me, like, pretty, like, hateful looks. And, like, you know, we obviously couldn't understand why until one day my husband finds this note on his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, accusing me, the note, like, is accusing me of having a longstanding affair. And, like, suggesting that, like, he needs to get a DNA test for our son.
Wait, they approached your husband and kind of, like, tried to tell on you?
Well, I mean, it, like, basic. I mean, I want to say the note wasn't signed, but, like, we're pretty sure that it came from them.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, a week ago, okay, this is the weirdest part. Members of their church came to our door with a pamphlet, like, on adultery and, like, offers, like, for marriage counseling.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm so mad and so frustrated at them. Like, okay, I've never cheated on my husband. I have no idea why they think I did. Mm-hmm. And after this visit from the church, like, you know, I stormed over to their house. I, like, tried to confront them.
Sure.
But, you know, of course, they won't answer the door.
Right.
And, you know, I've tried it several times, but they won't, like, they won't even speak to me. And I don't know. At this point, I'm just at a loss about, like, how to continue to live next door to these people. And, you know, of course, my husband says, you know, we should just return the favor and pretend they don't exist.
Uh-huh.
But to me, you know, that feels like letting them get away with this horrible behavior. Like, I can't believe they're out here, you know, telling my husband, telling their church,
yeah,
that I'm, like, having an affair. It's just, I'm so frustrated and angry, and I just don't know
I don't know what to do.
What a nightmare.
Dang. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, Megan, thank you for, you know, walking us through that. So one of those things is like, you like the neighborhood. Otherwise, you don't want to sell your house, but it's almost getting to that point. So, okay, we got a lot of people checking in right now. And so if you want to just kind of hang out, maybe we can, you know, help you out with this situation. Okay.
Okay. I would love that.
OMG. There are so many people like lighting this up on Facebook. Robin launched into, if they false report, then you can false report them. Call the police one evening, tell them you heard fighting and screaming and loud noises and you were worried.
Oh,
or call
gosh.
In a wellness check. Tell them that they're elderly and you haven't seen them for days and you're worried. Megan said, if you're truly curious, as means.
Oh my
maybe
gosh, y'all.
Accidentally add their church's address to one of them with their name on it if you're feeling vengeance.
Man. Like if my neighbors started accusing me of something and going so far as to go out of their way to approach me about it.
Yeah.
I would have to just be like, I would go probably up to the people who were accusing me and confront them about it.
She's been trying though, but they like won't talk to her. They won't even answer the door.
I'd keep doing it until they answer, and I'd be like, "Listen, knock it off. I'm not doing anything." You know, I mean that would be me. Kelly, I think you probably would take a different approach.
I'm non-confrontational by nature. I don't like conflict of any kind. So I'd probably just cry a lot.
Why would they say that about me?
You know what? I'd send my kids over. And so why are you saying bad things about my mommy?
Yeah, send the kids over. That's good.
All right. Laura Ann said, this is a really good one. Laura Ann said, I'd buy a fake nose and return it in a box that says, I found this in my business again.
Okay. All right. It's group therapy. Let us know. And especially if you've dealt with a neighbor that is just so in your business that you can't, like, you can't handle it. Like, how did
this
you...
This is over the top.
I know.
Like, this is really over the top.
How did you handle that situation? We'd love to know at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-577 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, group therapy. Megan let us know that her neighbors left a note on her husband's car saying he should get a DNA test on their son and accusing her of cheating. Even members of their church dropped off a pamphlet on adultery and marriage counseling. So she's all like, I don't know what to do, and I have not cheated.
I've never cheated on my husband. I have no idea why they think I did.
Yeah, so a lot of you are good at getting revenge.
Oh, my goodness. Like, all of the suggestions on Facebook are kind of amazing. John said, I'm a whole new level of petty. I just put a sign in my front yard with a big old arrow pointing to their house that says, rude old busybody lives next door, and then just wait for them to approach me.
You know, I try not to surround myself with drama, so I try to nip it when I can. So I don't know if I'm like, inviting all that and like putting signs up and like, hey, jerk lives next door or something like that.
Jonathan knows that about us. This is Ben. Yeah, let's be peaceful neighbors. Kelly, hold my beer while I light this bag of poop on fire on the front porch.
Yeah, but Kelly, you would have someone else do it because you're against the confrontation.
Yeah, no, I don't like the confrontation. Like, I wouldn't be the one lighting poop and putting it on their front porch. Nope, that wouldn't be me.
You'd be like, hey, Jacob, I have a little job for you. Gretchen texts in and says, I would have every man and woman I know come to my house at different times of the day and full on kiss them in the front yard. Like, you guys.
Wow. All right. Now, I like Anita's suggestion. She said, visit their church. If they open it up for prayer requests or testimonials, give one and incorporate your trouble with your neighbors trying to ruin your marriage and ask the church to pray for them.
You know, that's smart.
That is literally taking the high ground. Isn't it not?
Like, I almost feel like that's maybe the direct. See, my advice is to take that high ground and just be the better person. Like,
right. Well, a lot of people said, you know, ignore them. You know, you don't have to like your neighbors or get along with your neighbors. You can, you know, easily ignore them. A lot of people said, I haven't talked to my neighbors in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Now, I like my neighbors. I like to have that relationship with my neighbors. So I don't think that I could be happy living like that, to be honest.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you then look to move if that's your situation? I mean, you know?
Well, gosh, yeah. I mean, this is such an extreme situation. I mean, it's a really big accusation. And I don't know, like, even if you somehow maybe convince them that that's not true, I don't know if you really can. Can someone has kind of made up their mind about you?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be really difficult to change it.
Okay. Well, I like the suggestion of going to their church and at least asking for prayer for your neighborhood.
Oh, just like talking about, say, listen, I've got some issues with my neighbors. They are, you know, making really strange, weird accusations and kind of, you know, none of it's based in reality. And I just don't know how to deal with it. Can we pray for them?
But then you walk in and you're like walking in like with the scarlet letter on your, you know, chest. And they're like, oh, there's the adulteress.
I don't know. This is all just very sticky and messy and unnecessary.
So, yeah, I mean, my advice, ignore it. But, you know, if you want to take the advice of every other person who's been commenting saying to retaliate, then, you know, do what you can with that, Megan. And please keep us posted. Okay.
Or maybe baked goods. Do we make them brownies? Take them over as a peace offering?
Are you saying to put something in them?
No, I didn't mean that. You took it there. I was just like, genuinely, hey, just like make them some sweets and say, hey, can we talk?
All right.
Have dessert.
Group therapy at Ben and Kelly Show. Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX. We always give you setting the bar stories, which really just sets the bar for your day very low, you know?
Yeah, this is just a don't do this and you're making decent life choices.
Yeah. Your husband's a realtor, right?
He is.
So this is probably something that he would not ever live down if it happened under his watch. Okay?
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally selling your house for $236, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. That's a typo. Oh, it's missing some commas and zeros or something, isn't it? Oh, God.
Okay, so this was a mistake, yes. This house in Mississippi was up for auction, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And a builder built the house on the wrong lot. So the family owned the house and the empty lot next door, but not the house it was sitting on. And here's Tiffany just kind of explaining what happened here.
I walked up to my front door and I saw a note sticking out and it said Viking Investments and it gave me 3 days to leave. I owned the lot next to the house and not the lot that the house was on. As of right now, I do not own my home. Viking Investments does. They documented that there was a house on the vacant lot and a house, obviously, where my house is, instead of fixing it and saying that the house was in the wrong place. Nobody has called me and said, hey, Miss Ingram, this is what we're doing to fix this. Oh, this gosh. Is, you know, we've got it handled. Don't freak out. Nobody's reached out to me. They're letting me freak out and feel like I'm homeless. And I don't think that's right.
No, what an awful situation.
No, that's bad.
Yeah. So hopefully this will be the subject of your good news here in the near future.
I hope for a feel-good follow-up.
Yeah, hopefully there's a feel-good follow-up with this setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally selling your house for $236, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Telling everybody about the open house. If you've been thinking about a career in nursing, then come on by, check it out.
I even hear you have Gold Over America tour tickets to win there too. So.
How exciting!
I know, kind of fun there.
Exactly.
So yeah, that'll be Kelly will be out after 4 there with 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast WDJX.com. They're all there. You can get the entire show as well. Everything from the phone tap to group therapy where, man, when you have neighbors that think one thing that is not true about you and are pushing that agenda upon all the other neighbors, that's frustrating.
This has been over the top. I mean, even going so far as to having their church show up at your house because of the things they think that you have done. And listen, take some time to take a trip through the comments on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, because wow,
yeah,
you guys have some suggestions.
And listen, maybe you are not in this same situation, but you are thinking about how to enact some sort of lighthearted revenge on your neighbors. There are some great ideas on our Facebook page.
Oh, great. Is that what are we endorsing?
I don't know
that?
If we're endorsing it, but, you know, our listeners certainly seem to like it. So.
Okay.
All right. So it's all there on the Facebook page and anything else you may have missed there at Ben and Kelly Show. Okay. What else you got, Kelly?
That's it. I think that's it. That's it.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.